Hello, everyone. Today we get the pleasure of listening to the story of Kyle Arecchia, the Perfect Workout CEO. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Perfect Workout Podcast, where fitness meets simplicity. I'm Kyle Arecchia, CEO of the Perfect Workout. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Welcome back, everyone. We still have our special guest, Jane Riley, here with us, which is so cool. If you didn't catch any of the prior episodes on Jane's background or us going deeper into menopause, I highly recommend checking those out. They're just really good. And so, Jane, we've been talking about offline and a little online here, stuff that comes up from our members, questions, curiosities, that sort of stuff. And you mentioned to me one of the things that people talk about, which I get, is who the heck is...
Who's Kyle?
Who's wiped up? Right? If you've followed the Perfect Workout for some time or you checked out our story on online, you know the founder of the Perfect Workout, Matt Hedman, has an amazing story.
Yes.
I'm not him. And so, yeah, I thought today I could just give a little bit of context of who I am, where I came from, why I'm here, keep it brief, not too boring, and then we can go from there.
Great.
Awesome. Sure. Okay, cool.
It'll be wonderful.
So, yeah, I think I'll just start with I had, you know, always been into, as like a typical kid, I was always into sports and athletics and stuff. I did stuff like that in high school. When I got out of high school, I'm like most people, I started gaining weight and I didn't think I was because, right, you're more sedentary, et cetera. And so you fast forward a little bit, I was motivated to stay healthy and stay into fitness and stuff. At the same time, I was experiencing, my dad was going through many health issues. Now, my dad, we've talked about epigenetics before. I love my dad to death. He unfortunately passed away about a month after I started at the Perfect Workout.
Wow.
At the age of 55, which is just a bummer. Yeah. He did not take care of himself. He smoked every single day. He didn't eat well. He didn't move, et cetera. So, you know, we've got a lot of the same genetics, different story. But that was inspiring to me. I wanted to help people live the life that they wanted to have, to be healthier, to be there for, you've talked about this, for their kids,
yeah,
for their grandkids. And I was inspired by the people closest to me. So fast forward a little bit, I thought I wanted to get into the medical industry. So I started taking some college classes for becoming a doctor.
Yeah.
And I thought I would do life flight. I thought life flight paramedics would be really cool.
That's cool.
Like saving lives.
Yeah.
I couldn't handle somebody like laying in bed, feeling sick and throwing up. But I felt like if we flew in and somebody's like arm was missing and I had 6 minutes to say, oh, life flight, that would be more exciting. Maybe that tells you enough about me. So I started to get into that stuff, and it didn't take too long. Side note, this is how I met my wife. I'm married now 13 years. We've got 4 beautiful boys. We live in Houston, Texas, and they're all, yesterday, they all started school. So now my wife and I are free during the day, which is awesome. I met her this way because she was going to school for nursing in the medical industry. And so I was like, oh, I really want to talk to her. Maybe I'll just try to borrow her books and, and get her phone number.
That seemed to work out.
It worked out. So it was good that we connected quickly because it didn't take long for me to be on that side of things and go, this is not the side of health that I want to be on. I don't really want to be on the side of health where things have gotten so far down the line. I want to be on the side of health that can help people prevent people from getting too sick, et cetera. So I went and got my certification through NASM, became a personal trainer, was doing personal training at different clubhouses, some big box gyms, some different methodologies. I was big into nutrition, so I've done the precision nutrition certifications and some other holistic health ones and stuff like that. And I actually tried to start my own online healthy e-commerce business. This was probably 2012 or so.
Yeah.
It did not go well. I did not know what I was doing. And so it was a really cool adventure. I learned a lot through that year or so of trying to start that business. And at the end of it, I was left like, okay, I need to do something different here. So luckily, I was telling this earlier to some of our marketing team. I was looking for just sort of the next stepping stone to kind of launch my career into the sort of preventative health side of things. And I found the Perfect Workout. And I told them, believe this or not, in my interview, hey, I just want a part-time job because this is a stepping stone for me. Like, I'm going to be doing something. I don't know if you can imagine. Like, I don't even know why they would hire me. But fortunately for me, yes, there was still something there and they hired me. So I started at the Perfect Workout in November of 2013.
Great.
Coming up on my 13th year here. And it's been an adventure ever since. We, at that time, had 20 studios or so. We were expanding rapidly. And, of course, now you fast forward, it's 2025. We've got our flagship model. We've got our virtual training that we took off during COVID, which is awesome. We now include the PeakWell holistic health services and coaching. And then, of course, this new FastFit model that we're really moving our studios towards with the Meta Machine. So, but I will say, I guess the only other piece that's somewhat relevant is it was probably about 7 years ago. Things were going really, really well. And then my wife and I, and you and I have talked about in prior episodes, functional medicine.
Right.
My wife and I took a trip actually to the Dominican Republic for our 5-year anniversary. And I got really, really sick.
Oh.
Like the most sick I've ever been in my life. And that did not go away. I came back home to the U.S. here, and it was symptom after symptom and worse health for quite a few years. And so I didn't really know what to do with that. I saw, I think over the span of a year, 7 different doctors.
Wow.
From ENTs to neurologists to GI people. The best diagnosis I could get was either A, and this is like one of my biggest pet peeves, oh, you just have anxiety.
Oh.
Right? So we'll give you some pills for this. Or B, maybe you have traveler's IBS is what they call it. You have gut issues because you got a parasite or something.
Right.
None of it helped. I didn't get any relief. I, at the time, was losing weight. I felt like at one point in time, I thought something was way off. Like maybe I have a brain tumor or something, you know, because I was dealing with constant vertigo and constant cloudy headedness. I remember celebrating my son's 3rd birthday thinking like, this is so dumb now in hindsight, but I was like, am I even going to be here, you know, in 10 years, et cetera?
Gary.
It was strength training, obviously, that was keeping me going. I felt like I was strong. It kept my energy at the best levels it could keep me at. And then doing what we're doing, helping other people, kept me motivated to continue to search and to find more. Fortunately, I came across some great functional medicine doctors like Dr. Ruscio, and others through some conferences I attended, started working with them. And I got diagnosed with something called SIBO, which is small intestine bacterial overgrowth.
I've had it.
Have you had SIBO?
Once.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about this.
Oh, I didn't know what was going on. And SIBO, well, as you know, can happen from different things. For me, like sugar.
Okay.
Sugar was, I went on a cruise.
And you just like
let it just gorging myself. And I ate things I never eat. I'm not a sugar person, but I, you know, there was a lot of desserts and I tried one. And it was like a week of just really bad choices. And I think SIBO can happen. Well, I know a lot about it now.
Yeah.
But I got back. And for me, I don't know, you know, your symptoms sound a little different. I looked, I'm still this size, Blue. But I looked like ready to get, like 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
It was so incredibly uncomfortable.
Mm.
And I do all the things, you know, and, you know, I'm rarely sick. And I'm like, I strength trained, I did. Anyway, to make a long story short, I was lucky enough to talk to someone, and I'm glad you're telling the story, that had it.
Wow.
Because if I didn't, I could have probably gone down that circle of all these doctors and my gut and this, and it is a gut issue.
Yes.
And so, yes, I did the test and the breath.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep. Where they can check your
methane.
Yep.
It's the methane.
The hydrogen levels and. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Certain levels. Like that, SIBO. And let me tell you, that medicine, there's one, I don't know, your therapy.
Did you do an antimicrobial herb or did you do the antibiotic?
I did do the antibiotic. And let me tell you, it wasn't on my insurance plan.
It is expensive.
That will motivate, it motivated me never
to have
do that again because that was expensive.
Yes.
But, and it was pretty quick acting and I'm super careful. And another reason to be super careful about your diet and different people, different things will affect you. For me, sugar, alcohols.
So that's what triggered mine. I mean, I had the parasite issue, which caused dysbiosis in the gut. Okay, so now I like the analogy of like, if you're looking at a city, there's a balance, so to speak, of good guys and bad guys.
Yes.
Like we have a lot of different bacteria in the gut and we need
both.
But if one of them gets sort of out of order, that's where you have dysbiosis, it's unbalanced, and that causes issues. my dysbiosis, like the framework started with the parasite, but I was actually on a trip skiing in Colorado and same story. I was just gorging on all the cool sugars and cookies and things like that. And that's when I was like, oh, maybe I have altitude sickness because I'm getting dizzy and I'm nauseous and I'm bloated. And so I thought when I get back to Texas, I'll feel fine. And that's when I was like, okay, I don't feel fine. For me, I can go everywhere here. I'm going to keep this short. But for me in particular, what happens a lot with people with dysbiosis of any kind and SIBO, and SIBO is so common. So I will say, I hope that somebody listening to this episode who has been dealing with some weird symptoms will look at the recommendation we've made in prior episodes and say, just go see a functional
dentist. It is so much more common than people think. And again, I was super lucky to have had someone tell me their story and my mind went right there.
Right.
And I was able to, you know.
And nip in the bud.
So it's uncomfortable.
For me, so I have, we talked about epigenetics in a prior episode, but genetics, you know, they do play a role. I've got a SNP where I don't process histamine as well. So I was building up more histamine, and that's why I was not only experiencing the symptoms you had, like bloat, but also the crazy histamine and vertigo or something. So, wild. That's crazy. So, but what I have found since then and through that journey of healing and an appreciation for the gut and for balancing the gut and having real experts, I have to plug Dr. Ruscio. He's to me like the guy on SIBO and functional gut health. So check him out and check out his book, Healthy Gut, Healthy You. Is that like yourself? I have now since then had many people come to me and go, wait, I am experiencing these weird symptoms or these diagnoses. Like, oh, you're just getting older.
Yeah.
So you'll have loose stool. Or you're just getting older, so you'll just feel bloated.
Yeah.
And it's not the way that your body wants to be if you're in balance.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely. And there's more than one. I mean, SIBO, there's a couple different types.
Right.
But all similar symptoms and a great deal of discomfort.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyways, you know, I guess that's a little bit about me in a nutshell. You know, I've always been excited about exercise and fitness. I became very passionate a few months into the Perf workout. I thought this was going to be a stepping stone. When I saw what it was doing for society, when I saw what it was doing for those around me, I knew instantly this is where I want to put my time and energy and my focus. The things I've been looking for, the things I was hoping for my dad, and things I was hoping for my community, they're doing it here. And so ever since then, I've just sort of sunk my teeth in. Lucky for me, we were expanding, so I was able to work in most and grow into most roles from a trainer. So I was a trainer for a while as a facility manager, as a trainer. I became a regional manager over Texas, got to do the COO, chief operating role and get into our operations, have kind of put my toes in some other areas, probably not to the fun side for our marketing team there and these sorts of things. And now here I am as a CEO, fortunate that we've got this great business model. We've got this new machine and fast fit business model. And I couldn't be more confident and excited that not only over the last 26 years has the Perver workout really revolutionized people's health and fitness, but we are just breaking the ice when it comes to what we're going to do moving forward in the future. So anyways, I talked the whole time. I didn't know how to give an episode on my background and history, but.
Well, I just want to say as a working for the Perfect Workout, how great you are at just communicating to us internally with positive weekly newsletters that just make us, you know, serve our members better and new inquiries, sharing books, articles. So you're great at keeping us educated and aware. I mean, the candor here is incredible. So we're super lucky to have you.
Well, I appreciate that.
And there's a reason, you know, why things are going so well.
I really appreciate that.
Really appreciated.
Well, we've got people like yourself too. And we're fortunate. Somebody said this a while back. The best way you can build a business is to create what you wish existed in the world.
Yeah.
And we've heard your story too. And I think that's just what we're doing.
Right.
We're creating this, what needs to exist for others. And we're just focused on doing that every day and getting more and more
fun. I mean, we have, as you know, people that have worked for this company for, years and years and years.
Yeah.
I mean, in my little department, we have over 20 years experience.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So everyone in member support have been trainers and, you know, helped with new inquiries, members. So So we all love what we do, and it comes from great leadership.
Oh, I love it. Well, speaking of great leadership, if you haven't heard Matt Hedman's story, I believe we have that up on YouTube. There's some links, I think, in our website about that stuff. And you know what we got to do, Jane, is if you're open to this, I want you to do what we did today, do a little interview with Jim Keane so people can know who's the other guy in that video and get a little bit of his background.
I'll try to keep a straight face, but yes.
You and me both.
He's
sorry.
A resident comedian.
He's awesome.
But a wealth of knowledge. My gosh. Oh, man. I mean, I can't believe what he's got up in there.
He's got some crazy experience. We're blessed
excellent,
to have him, too.
Excellent experience.
Well, cool. This was fun. And we'll dive into that stuff with Jim, and we'll go from there.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Perfect Workout Podcast. We hope you found today's episode inspiring and actionable. If you're ready to take the next step in your fitness journey, visit us at theperfectworkout.com for more resources or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit. Together, let's make fitness simple, empowering, and a part of life well lived. See you next time.